we're holding the Mishnah here in Akavim Mahalal. We saw last time Mayin Basel and Atahoilech. Then he brings the memory from Shimon HaTzadik. Let's see it a little bit. K'mayisham perikam nedarim. Omer Shimon HaTzadik. Miyomer leichalti Hashem nezirus ala achas. Mamachas bo'odam echad menadarim. Reisoy se yifei naim tevroi. K'mayisham se yifei naim tevroi. Famous Maisa. V'amati loy b'ni marisa loy hashchis sarachos ennoya. Omni roi yisi la abba b'iri. V'lachti la malas maim na maim. Nistakalti b'vua shli yifogu ba yitzi. Bikra tazim en oilam. Amati loy roshe matam mizgo b'oilam shena shulcho. K'bi mishotzil yosu yosilea. Havoida sagalecho la shamayim. Miyad amati b'n shakta roshe. Amati loy b'ni kamoisi yirbun. Legend is yes b'Yisrael. And so on. Atkan. So, that is Allah HaKadoshim is the nozzle of Hashem. Hashem. Harei lecha, kashero le'atmo yofe v'noeh, miyad v'yitzer mizgah be'olof. V'omer shalakach v'yitzer mizgah be'olof v'yotardim ro'ilom. Ki ze inyin yitzahara, she'mevakech l'hashchiz ha'boni, he wants to be mashchiz that which is nice. Which is built up. So in other words, the Dafka is looking to attack that which is nice. Anytime there's an Inyav Yef in the world, in terms of the Inyav of the Dovah Toiv, the Sahara especially Tetzachanane. So that's why he says he's going to be Megaleachit Leshamayim. So there was an akuda here where Shimon HaTzadik didn't want to eat any of the hatas because people were chayzer and so on and so forth. But here he says, Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishkei Af Lo Nozel Hashem. The Lashem was the knet over here. L'shem Hashem. Now, first of all, I mean, it's sort of betaych his issues, betaych advarim. It doesn't seem to be. What he says later on is, and we'll see in a second, is that the chayta because the nazir schleps on and on, they become tome, they have charata, and that's not really good. But that doesn't. It's not clear where the hashaych is with the. With the Shem Shemayim. I mean, everybody's Nazir Shem Shemayim, but at some point the person becomes Miyush from it. I don't know if that's lacking Shem Shemayim, and why would that be a problem? Everybody makes Nazir Shlechura does it L'Shem Shemayim, and the problems they have is not because not L'Shem Shemayim, it's because they find it just unbearable. They don't want the Nazir. So the first thing is his magdir, the difference. What was the difference between this nazir and other nazirim? So he says that other nazirim, the nazirus was done after the Naveira, whereas his nazirus was done before he did Naveira. That's the way the Maral is learning it. Because the Pashto says every type of Nazirus for Derek Klal is done for those reasons. The Ran here says the Gemara here. So he says it had to do with it had to do with his kavanah chatchila, that's why he wouldn't be ivory afterwards. But and it says it later off, the Ran says, Shakim Joseph Nosi Kol Kachitsuya Bitila Nan Sarish on his Kari. It's hard to understand good, so the other one is Rit Mitoy Chet. Why was that different? Someone else says since the other ones had already done an Aveira, that's why it's not going to work. It's not l'shem Hashem, and it's and there's a chash that they'll change. Why? So Mal explains. She mitchilosa ye gam kein bal charota v'shiri. She mishana atim Aveira l'prishus. In the beginning, there was also a type of charata nishinui because Lamaiti made a change from Aveira to Prishus. Kach efshe she'etha shinui kishayavol of Yimei Nezirus. In other words, since the person himself was mishane in one direction, the person went from becoming a Bal Aveira to Bal Tshuva, by the same token, he can become Bal Tshuva to Bal Aveira. So it's not, so that's not really Lashem. Aval zeh, shemetchilo neeschart klal me'aveira, bezenik l'shem Hashem. Very, very hard to understand what that connects. In general, it says that a person who, the Maral says a lot of places, people, chaymer is tzura z'dava kavua, chaymer z'dava mishtane, says it many times, many places. But here it's hard to understand, so where does that fit in with the L'Shem Hashem, not L'Shem Hashem, the person meant it of emes, he did it, the person does aveira, and he comes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he does tshuva. So that's definitely doing it for the right reason. I mean, where's the problem? That's when he's doing tshuva, he's doing it for Leib Shalom and so on and so forth. And he says, for oy, shall kach amashay bo min adorim shuderech rab, who yodeh mitchila shetzach sheyach l'shlaim lakiv kovanet. Or bevari matal yischarit. In other words, there was a tremendous amount of resolution, and it won't be mischarit. Vein zedeim lemein eziris ki asho sheyitzah min ayayim. Amo zeh yodeh ribu aderech. So normally the person doesn't think that's going to be so difficult. Here he realized how difficult he's still with the Kabbalah, so then it's a sign that he's mischarit. So there's really a whole chunk here missing, an understanding, what does he mean? True that if the person is from Aveira, it's a step worse, but you can't call it not the same Shemaim, and so on. So I want to speak a little bit about Yad Yom, a little bit Yom Kippur, and so on. You find a description in Yom Kippur that's highly unusual in terms of Davide Shabbat. It says, Lifnei Hashem Titharu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur, the person is Mistaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechap Aleihem, and Lifnei Hashem Titharu. So whether it's a tzivui or a haftacha, but the Lifnei Hashem is a difficult one to understand. You have Lifnei Hashem in mitzvahs that are in Beis HaMikdash, Semachtem Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem, it's Dafke Mokam HaMikdash, that Lifnei Hashem makes sense. You know, to call that Lifnei Hashem, a person who's davening is Oymed Lifnei Hashem. Those are things that make sense, either things that a person needs to do in a makom, that we say there's a more awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tefillah, which is Neichach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the tefillah of Lifnei Hashem in over here, it's a mitzvah, Chashuva Ma'id, and but where is the Nekud of Lifnei Hashem? It's not, does not mean based on Mikdash Dafka. It's not something that one mechates, it is Lifnei Hashem, and so on and so forth. The you find also Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah Shtol Zechon it. He says, Lifnei mi atem etaharim, umi metahar eschem. What's the word Lifnei mi atem etaharim? What is the hadgot to Lifnei mi atem etaharim? A person is doing tshuva, a person is being mezach himself. What's the Lifnei mi? Again, and that's Rabbi Akiva's kenet over here. Rabbi Akiva's kenet is that it's an avoid of Lifnei Hashem. You don't find that avoid of Lifnei Hashem in any other place. The footnote in the Maima has the, it speaks about Lifnei Hashem, the kesha of why is that the ratza on Ben Adam Havera, the Gemara's deal. Fine, I mean, he goes off into Arichas, but that's in the quid itself. Of it having a Hashem, Lifnei Hashem, is very, very strange. So I want to try to be massive a little bit. In mitzvahs themselves, there's two histaklus. There's a histaklus mitzad the person klape atzmai. In other words, a person wants to be. First, let's give an example. A person has a headache, so he takes a medicine for himself. That's not it's pashut. The person himself is a person who also feels dirty or filthy or whatever it is. Person goes and takes a shower because he feels very, very unpleasant. No, it doesn't feel pleasant. Even if he's been a little bit halfway, there's a dagger where a person just feels that can't handle it, and that's that. There's a second dagger where a person hears it as shayach. It's not that I have a problem wearing what I'm wearing, but I'm getting dressed because I'm going to meet somebody. The metzias of my preparation is because it's to somebody, it's for somebody. By most mitzvahs, it's in a certain sense mipnei Hashem. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava me, and I trust that he knows what's right and what's good, and I listen to him and I obey him and so on and so forth. That's the mahal of it. So I'm doing it for myself because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mitzava. The etzem toiv and rad, etzem tikkun is in the person himself. In the world of the person himself, doing it klapi himself, there is always the makom shinui, because mitzvot my wanting to be X or Y. Let's give an example and let's try to see if we can understand it. A person needs a job, a person needs to find a career. So Sunday I decided I want to be a doctor. Then I said, you know, on Wednesday afternoon, after going to three classes, I said, you know, it's many, many years, kind of very yucky, I don't like the work, I like this. I think I'm going to become a lawyer now. The makom, since it's centered on myself, there's a makom bechira there, because the etzem, it's what I am happy and comfortable with myself, and kafi that I do. So if I wasn't sure the first time, if I changed the jobs because I wasn't happy with medical school, that's why I switched to law school. So there's no real arvus that I'm going to stay in law school, because who I did. Just like when I didn't want this, I moved to this. When I didn't want this, I moved to this. In the world of tshuva, in a normal mahalak, of tshuva, not on Yom Kippur, is the mahalak of tshuva of a person being ben atzmai. In other words, Rao Marley, Asha Sisi, and that was heute, and I feel that I've done bad, and that's that. The tshuva itself is for averus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it revolves around the person. So basically, it's part of my olam abchirah b'taratzmi. Let's take the second mashal, the second side. Not where I have to make a decision what job. I was working, I was doing X. And then I decided to get married, and I need to support a family now. So now I switch to a job that makes more money and I can support a family with. That's not going to change because I'm toilet to somebody else. I'm toilet not to chayr. The reason for it is not part of my world, which is subject to whim this way, the other way. I'm toilet to something else. If the other person's needs or retainers are fickle, that is also going to be fickle. But if the other person needs a very kavur and I have a wife and family, I must earn this amount, so that's going to be a gift, and that's going to feel like that. In the world of a person making his own decisions, in the world of the chira, where a person makes his own decisions about what he would like to do, what he would not like to do, this, the charata and toyal rishonis is part and parcel of the same inyan, because the person wants to do, the person, now I want to be a tzaddik, now I want to make money, now I want to be a rasha, now I want to be a good person. The shinui itself, the lack of permanence, is because since it's built around my rasha, and you see that my rasha, mela, if a person makes up his mind once, never changes his mind, you say, oh, the person, the etzim, has a rasha to do toiv, and it's cool if toiv, only wants toiv, that's all that's important, and so on and so forth. Fine. But if the person changes his mind once, then he's going to, then there is no guarantees for anything, and it's always a point of warning and not warning. That's the mischartim. So the knesh, the normal nazir, was cared about himself. He felt bad. He did naveira. He inherited a certain chisarn in himself. That did naveira, and b'meila he went off. And he tried to do kapara for that very. He tried to expunge the chet. Tomorrow, it becomes very tedious. And he says, you know what? I don't mind being a cool guy. I don't need to be a big tzaddik. Being cool is not so bad. It's a big pain in the neck to be a tzaddik. You have to keep counting days again and again. And it's not certain. And that's why he didn't want to, Shimon HaTzaddik didn't want to participate in it. This person, the herd, the zeros as an avoid the lashem. Hashemayim agalecha chalfem shemayim means if this person wasn't a bal avera who Sunday wanted to do averas and Monday had charatif averas, because that means Tuesday go back again. The person himself wanted, when he recognized that this is a makom for chet, he did an avoida with it without being nichshol. So it's kol kulei avoid l'shem shemayim. This is what he's bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's not avoid l'Hashem, because this nadir and nazirus is a way of bringing something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas one type of nazirus is a person working on himself and becoming an ish kadosh, whatever it is, he was taka bringing it l'Hashem. So that's why it has certain permanence. In tshuva itself has two mahalachim. One mahalach is the person kap atzmoy. He knows there's a toiv that waits for him, and so on and so forth. And b'meila, the person needs to change himself. And that's very nice, but that's called his retainers, back and forth, back and forth. If people make decisions to lose weight and then they neglect it, they say, you know what, I can't take this, I'd rather do that. The retainers is a person change back and forth. When Yom Kippur is a different mahalach of tshuva in the fact that it's a fnei havayat etaru, the person is, it was b'makom hamikdash, teshuva mitzad bein adam la'atmoi, is mitzad bein adam la'mokim. It was the person saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like in all other regalim was lifnei Hashem, here it was a lifnei Hashem that the tshuva was because the person is toile himself in the fact that he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting. It's the only place where, I mean, this is where we heard the Shem Havaya, which is the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's immutability. This is the makom, the Shem Hashem that Kleisel heard that was Yudke Vavke Be'etzim. It was in the pasuk of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. In other words, it was Lifnei Hashem Mikoyach, the saying Shem Hashem the way it's supposed to be, because the mice of tshuva was a tshuva for him. It says a dogma in the Megillah. It says that they used to Shish Chadashim B'Shem and Amor and Shish Chadashim Tamluki Noshim. So in the old Chabad by the Balatanya, the big chassidim used to be making themselves a year before going to see the Rebbe. So the melitza was Shish Chadashim B'Shem and Amor, that 6 months with merirus on all they've done wrong, and Shish Chadashim to build themselves up nicely to be worthy of the Yechidus. But the mashal I want to use is a person can be mezachik himself because he can't stand it, and a person can mezachik himself because he wants to go in to the melech. And that's the difference, that's the big difference between this tshuva and this tshuva. And that's what Rabbi Akiva said. He said, lifnei mi atem mitarim is something which is a whole new mahalach of avoda in taras adam. The person is mitayim himself lifnei Hashem because I want to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a flip side to it also, and that's the second half of mi mitayim eschem. That's sort of a zelu masen the following way. B'derech klal, nekiyus is something that is a prerequisite for meeting somebody. In other words, if you want to meet somebody important or somebody you want to make an impression on, you clean yourself and you take care of whatever you need to take care of before you meet the person. It's a mania of an unpleasantness, and it's not a pleasant activity. Things when you have a guest coming, you don't show him how you're cleaning the floor for him. You don't ask him to be mishtatav for him, but you the floor is clean for him. It's not embarrassing to see it before it's clean. An exception you have sometimes, a mother washing a child. There's a certain tainuk in washing and cleaning the child and making him nice and so on and so forth, because it starts with the ava, and then the tara is a hemshach of it. Just like the zeluma says, the person on your kippah starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he's mitai himself. Because he craves lifnei Hashem, that's why he's being mitai himself. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because he wants us, that's why he's mitaher us. As opposed to the person that I'm close to because he's clean and nice and presentable, so I certainly don't want to be his mitaher. But the person that starts with Ava, so first you know, then I want to be part of the process that's with Tyre him. The self-learnedness that somebody has for teaching somebody else's child is limited to it, a certain degree. Your own child, because you start with a certain, even though we can become quite impatient with our own children, but at the end of the day, over the years, we'll put in an awful lot more koyches, very difficult for some, because we're starting with the ava, the child, and we want to take him through the Torah process, the way a mother has a tainuk in washing and cleaning the child. See, Yom Kippur is a tremendous, it goes min akotze lakotze. It takes an avoda in the world of mitzvahs that lechura should be of all the mitzvahs, this should be the most outside of that framework. It's one thing if I want to, a stranger should see me put on like the finishing touches to my hat. Another thing, you should see me get dressed. I don't, you know, it's one thing when I take a mitzvah and I take a lulav, lifnei Hashem is one thing, but in yanim of Tara, where at my filthiest I should be shy, like Hashem Baruch Hu, I'm rochus Hashem Baruch Hu, I need to fix myself, and then I could think about approaching him. Yom Kippur is a day when the lifnei Hashem shtol zechavek as part of the mitzvah of tshuva. It starts by giving a person in his matzav of richuk the lifnei Hashem. In a certain sense, it's called mei nida, lashon hazar, but a nida is mitayer herself. It's not the pshat, first she's mitayer herself, and then she says, okay, you know, who would be a nice husband? She's mitayer herself for the husband. The Klal Yisrael, the Yom Kippur draws the hargosh of lifnei Hashem into the world of chet, and it becomes the anchor for the tshuva, and that's why that tshuva has in itself a lasting power, because it's associated with havaya. So just like by the Nazir B'Dorim, he did it l'Hashem, that's why it lasted. When a person does it lifnei Hashem, that lasts also. And the flip side of it is, normally, the bakasha for Siyata Rishmai is a very machoyevdik. I could ask somebody for a bottle of shampoo, but I would feel extremely, I would not want the person to wash my hair. I don't want the person to see me in a pot of dirt. I want, you know, I'm cleansing myself so that I can now be presentable. Because the matzav of Avodah is that lifnei Hashem, lifnei miyatim mitarim eskem, in the matzav of Tara, there's a lifnei Hashem, there's a flip side to it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechabivaz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mitarim eskem. It's an extraordinary matzav of a double kirva, that becomes part of an Avodah, which the Chura was in the very, on the very fringe of it. It's amazing that on Yom Kippur we have a carbon that is shchutei chutz mamish, the soil azazel. It's the furthest thing from the Beis Hamikdash, and we have the dam that goes in l'fnai l'fnim. That's the example where the soil becomes the l'fnai l'fnim. The avodas tshuva, which should have been an avodah chutz l'machna, becomes mechubah to the inyanim l'fnim. So we should have a Gmar Sima Teva, a good Kibbet Shiar. And I guess I'm not sure about the Wednesday of the Wednesday following. Definitely we can.